Next, it's going to be Chairman Wasson from the Winnemucca Indian Colony.
Good afternoon. I'm Tom Wasson, Chairman of Winnemucca Indian Colony. I was asked to speak, and I was like, on what? And, I kind of looked around, and I said, I guess we'll talk about this here. But I'm kind of like, Chris, I'm not very good at public speaking, but a couple of years ago, they said, well, they get tired of listening to Chris and Julie all the time. They want Shoshones out there. So, because they just look at them like, huh? So it's a hard task sometimes, and sometimes you get lost and frustrated sometimes, and you walk off, and because somehow these congressmen don't get it, and it's just kind of awe as to how they got elected into office sometimes. And anyway, I was 18 or 19 years old when my uncle took me on one of these little shouting matches with a BLM, or I don't know what it was, and he said we had a treaty here, and I looked at it and read it, and I said, okay, no problem, and in a month or two it's gonna surface up and we're gonna get our land. And boy, that's been 14, 16 years ago, and I saw Broken Treaty 1, and I saw my grandfather there. Broken Treaty 2, saw my aunt in there. It's been going on for a real long time, and a lot of these Congress people, they look at it as a good thing, you know. They have this mentality to give money or receive money and make people feel good. And basically, that's most of them. That's what my gathering is when we've been to D.C. three or four times this year, just sitting and trying to talk to their aides or these Congress people is just a. They really don't get it at all. They don't understand that they're destroying a complete race. You know, you sit down and you think about it, and you just go, wow. They don't get it at all, you know. And it's hard to understand sometimes, you know, where they come from on their thinking. Right now, the distribution bill, 618, I believe it is, and it's been called other things, a.k.a. this, a.k.a. that, and over the years. You know, the letter that was pretty interesting was from Gibbons, indicating that the Shoshones wanted the money, the distribution of it, and we were there that same day, indicating that no, we didn't want it, we wanted due process first. And it was just we were just spinning our wheels just being there, looked like. It's kind of weird, because I come from Susanville, California, and it's hard to believe that there's Shoshones way out that way. It's right at the edge of the forest. But last month, this lady, she found a white arrowhead. And the nearest quarry for white arrowheads is north of Battle Mountain. And that, you know, the distance is at least 300, 400 miles away. You know, you have to think about it that, well, someone made it, and someone took it way over there and used it. And, you know, that's just the distance of the land that we're talking about. And we covered a lot of ground. Chief Winnemucca, he was a tracker. He was a government contractor, basically what he was. But he helped the U.S. Army help fight the Mexican War. And they were down in northern parts of Mexico. As most of you know, there's a town called Winnemucca, so he must have been there too. So if you look at that distance, the Great Basin Indians, or Native Americans, covered a lot of ground. And, you know, that's what the treaty's all about, 24-plus million acres. You know, time and time again, every time we talk about treaty, they're always talking about, well, let's not talk about that. At the time of the treaty was made, 1863, the United States government was having domestic disputes. They were in the middle of a civil war. And if you look up the history, America was winning, kinda, but they were making out a lot of blank checks, and they had to back up those checks with something. What I gathered was that they had to have safe passages, which is in the treaty, for miners to go across the Great Basin to pick up the Comstock load, to pick up minerals, and back up the checks that they were writing. And, you know, in one of my letters, I indicated that, you know, if it wasn't for this treaty, chances were that this would not be America, and, you know, we'd be yielding to the South. Well, you know, whatever ways it come out, but it just seems that our people, my people, never get recognized for doing nothing. We'll get named after cars and Jeep Cherokees and, you know, states and cities and, you know, but I would rather be recognized and be allowed to, not even allowed, but have the same rights as every other life form out here. And this morning I woke up and looked at all these crickets out here, and I was like, wow, it's living in two different worlds, you know. Because if we all go back to the cities that we came from, if they had this crickets, they'd call it a problem. And then they'd have to pass legislation and do something about it. And then they'd have to have, like, some kind of impact statement and a government grant. And then after, you know, that madness just keep on going. So, it's tough living in two different worlds. And it's the juggle and trying to find that happy medium. And, the economies are built on gold. And, well, they used to be built on gold, but, you know, there's so much gold out here and everything else. You know, the way I see it, if God believed or thought that humans needed gold, then the rivers would be made out of gold, not water. And, and other minerals, too. And, you know, these are things that Congress just, it's past me, where gold is more important than water. At one point or another, as a kid, I tried eating gold, and it just didn't work out. I think I was destined to be a scientist, but, you know, it wasn't in me. This is my take in here. So, you know, it gets complicated, and we're trying to find ways and means to have Congress understand the importance of this land here. At one point or another, there were people that depended on this land, and there's that word, depend, because I'm a federally recognized Indian, you know, and it's just, my uncle always used to make fun of it because he said, I was an Indian until 1987 when the federal government recognized me. And, you know, it was like, oh, okay. You know, so looking at it from a political paper perspective, they call us dependent states, and they are our trustee. Something comes to mind. Before they got here, who do we depend on? And before they got here, who was our trustee then? And the thing is that we interdependent on one another. There was no trustee, there was no paperwork, and no grants either. How do we meet the future? Find that happy medium where all civilization can actually live together, peace and harmony. Chandahai. The eyes of the world are looking at this treaty with the United States of America because of all the gold mining, and there's other Aborigines around the world that are having the same problems that we are. And, you know, that's why I believe that this is very important for us to actually find a way at all costs to try to find a peaceful manner to have Congress understand and comprehend this because, you know, you can't buy your way with gold into heaven. And at the last gathering in Winnemucca, there was this guy that said they should make a bumper sticker that says, they found gold on Mars. Take your families with you. And it made a lot of sense because, you know, there's some of us that just want to be a human being and just, live off the earth. And, that's what we've been doing ever since we caveman. And, there was no need for gold, no need for silver, just one another. It's difficult sometimes because, like I said before, I'm the chairman of the Winnemucca Indian Colony, and the other council members are all older than me. They don't understand to make a motion or second it. And it's hard because I'm over here trying to, they're elders, they're all over 70 years old, except two of them. And it's hard to have that mechanics work into play. And then you have an audience that's just, you know, right there, just waiting for you to make a mistake all the time. And, you know, this juggling of two different worlds is something's going to have to give. Time and time again, we've seen it. You know, there must have been a reason the Chinese built the Great Wall. That didn't work. The Egyptians tried building pyramids. That didn't work. And skyscrapers, that's, we're going to find out that's not going to work. And what works is exactly what, you know, we did here this at this gathering. And basically that's what my ancestors have been doing for the last couple thousand years here. They just all gathered, families get together and all meet together and had fun and shared. Sooner or later, I think this form of humanity that we're engaging here will prevail. For now, this distribution bill is just a lot of paperwork, and it's me, it's you. We're all Americans. Well, most of us, I don't know. We're citizens. Some of us have dual citizenships, and, you know, it's your money, too. And I know how Congress works. They pay off the Shoshones $120 million. All they're going to do next year is tax the American taxpayer $120 million more. And, you know, it's not... And then the funny thing is, we get the money, then we get to spend it in their economy. So it's just complicated. And the best thing to do is just not do nothing with it. You know, hopefully come up with some kind of plan that can enhance the what's written into the treaty, multi-use, where different people can live in it in a peaceful manner. So, anyway, I hope none of you have questions.